Your father was also around Wiley Post.
I had no visual contact with him. One day I'm playing, and Dad came home from work. He threw something on the table and said, "Here, this is for you." It was out of a tire. It's the air valve. And where'd you get one? She said, "I changed Lindbergh's tire today."
Oh.
She said, "I got this for you."
That's Charles Lindbergh. But about Wiley Post, he was around him, but you don't have any recollection.
I knew he had contact with him and he worked with him. I don't know whether he physically worked with him or verbally.
Okay. Then let's talk about Charles Lindbergh. Did you ever see Charles Lindbergh?
No.
But you heard your father talk about him.
No, conversation with Dad. And as I said, the closest I got was the tire valve that came off of his airplane.
There's a story about Howard Hughes. In 1947, you were in San Pedro, California, and you were guests of Howard Hughes.
Right.
This is when they were making their test flight, which we have a picture of everybody on board.
We're talking about what they call the Spruce Goose.
Yes.
His father built all eight engines for the Spruce Goose. And Howard Hughes would come out to the test stand in Culver City, which is near the ocean, but there's no residence over because the noise of testing the engines. Howard Hughes would come out 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and go in and talk with Harry Sr.
Hughes would come out at the test stand, and he'd have a date in the car. The date in the car had to sit there and sleep. And this is hours. I mean, he wasn't on them 20-minute conversation.
Your father bought those engines from the Navy? Is that what they did?
Yeah. Dad mentioned he got the engines from the Navy and modified them.
The Spruce Goose was officially known as the H-4 Hercules.
Yeah.
Which was, I guess, a flying boat, a wooden flying boat. And you were there to watch the tests.
Beautiful sight.
Was it very big?
It was massive. You'd be amazed to see something that big, airborne.
And it actually did lift off.
Yes. I'm in a boat watching it. As it came down, it made a beautiful approach to the water and landed beautiful.
Patricia has brought out a picture of it. And there's your father, H. Kaiser, along with all these other crew people. That was November 2nd, 1947. There is a picture there of the Spruce Goose flying. They call it a wooden boat, but it does have wings, obviously, and it looks very much like a plane. How high did it go? 75, 80 feet into the air?
We heard 80 feet. We were out in the harbor at San Pedro where it did the maiden flight. The water was so choppy, it was windy. And Mr. Kaiser, Harry's father, was standing behind Howard Hughes in the cockpit. Howard Hughes had his hands on the controls, and Harry's father stood in back of Howard Hughes and was touching his shoulder when he wanted him to lift one wing and the other shoulder to stabilize. Then, after they got up to that height, the wings started vibrating, and Mr. Kaiser Sr. said, "Hey, let's bring her down, bring her down." And Howard Hughes wanted to keep on going. Harry said, "No, the stress, too much." So they brought it down.
That's the only flight, too, of the
Spruce Goose. That is the only flight. And something that a lot of people don't know, they had it mothballed there at San Pedro. They built a hangar for it. The plane was made out of plywood. Really, it really, truly all was. And so it started to absorb the seawater because it was in the water. Mm. What they did, Harry's father told us, and the public didn't know, to bring it up out of the water, they put millions and millions of ping pong balls inside to lift it.
In order to bring it up.
Keep it up out of the water.
Keep it floating, right.
I never saw him.
But you saw Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You were
here again. There's a distance shot. There's no conversation. No, "Hi, my name is." No physical contact.
But you remember seeing he was a handsome man, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
On big contracts, he would sign his name. But on the list that he would come in to check the motors as Mr. Kaiser Sr. was working on the sheets that I did this, I did that, I did that. Howard Hughes only signed H.H. He never signed Howard Hughes. So we have a couple. We've given them to our grandchildren. Papers signed by H.H.
Dad said he never carried money. Everybody he knew Hey, pay the bill. I'll pay you later.
Despite the fact that he was one of the wealthiest people in the entire world.
Well, he'd been hit on several times, I guess, and he made his mind up that he wasn't going to carry any money.
He was in the film business. He made controversial films like The Racket, Hell's Angels, Scarface, The Outlaw. But he was one of the most influential aviators in history.
He was involved very, very much with Katharine Hepburn for many, many years.
Yes. And then he acquired and he expanded Transworld Airlines, which would later merge with American Airlines. And then we know he got rather eccentric in his behavior.
In Las Vegas. Huh. Yeah, he hid.
Yeah. Any other memories of that day of seeing him?
He made a very favorable remark about the Constellation aircraft. I have ridden in it, and I have to agree, it was one heck of a good airplane, the Connie.
Well, that's a nice memory. You were there the day the Spruce Goose flew. Yeah. It's one and only.
Never forget it.
Yeah.
Even I was seasick, I still never forget it.
Because you were out in a boat yourself.
Yes. Well, I am not a sailor.
As soon as the plane landed and everybody debarked, the Queen Mary was right there on the water, and of course the Spruce Goose came in on the water. Harry's father got off the plane, and we all had lunch on the Queen Mary. So this is how come we have all this. It was so fresh in his memory because he just got off the flight. Harry Kaiser Sr. came and had lunch with us on the Queen Mary. This is where we got all this fresh information about the flight and telling Howard Hughes, left up, bring her down, etc.
Howard Hughes didn't come to the
lunch. No, but everybody that worked on the plane, he invited the whole families. He paid for the whole thing. We took over the whole Queen Mary. Yeah, he gave us a wonderful day there.
That's a great memory, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is.